With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump wanted a big, beautiful bill. Now House Republicans are having to take some of the shine away from it, as reporter Bernie Bennett explains.
GOP leaders signaled Thursday that they're scaling back their tax-cutting ambitions after running into difficulty making deep spending cuts and facing stern warnings from Republican deficit hawks who are threatening to vote against President Trump's sprawling mega bill. On the chopping block could be a litany of Mr. Trump's demands, including a permanent extension of the tax cuts passed during his first term. Also at stake are his second-term campaign promises to provide tax relief to seniors, while also exempting taxes on tips and overtime earnings. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Roman Catholic cardinals have elected the first U.S.-born pope. Chicago-born missionary Robert Prevost has taken the name Leo XIV and becomes the Catholic Church's 267th pope. More on the history-making event from the BBC's Sarah Rainsford.
As the bells of St. Peter's rang out, tens of thousands of people began surging towards the square, some of them running. All attention then shifted away from that chimney to the balcony of the basilica itself. But it was another hour before the crowd knew which one of the cardinals had been chosen. And even when they saw the man who'd taken the name Leo XIV step out, very few seemed to realize he was an American. When they did, those who had come from the US were shocked and delighted. Others all over the world are still taking it all in.
That is Sarah Rainsford reporting for the BBC. The nation's infant mortality rate dropped last year after 2 years of hovering at a late pandemic plateau. Some experts say they think one reason for the drop could be a vaccination campaign against a disease known as respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. It is a common cause of cold-like symptoms that can be dangerous for infants. This is SRN News. A battle over transgenderism in Virginia.
The Loudoun County Public School System is investigating three male high school students who say they don't like having to share a locker room with a girl who is living as a boy. School officials accuse the boys of, quote, sexual harassment for discussing their discomfort with the system's transgender policy in a video. The Founding Freedoms Law Center is representing the defendants and their parents and say the boys did nothing wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democrat-controlled cities of Boise, Idaho, and Salt Lake City have adopted new city flags that incorporate LGBT symbols. It's an effort to get around their respective states' bans on flying gay pride flags in front of government buildings and public schools. To skirt those rules, Boise made the gay pride flag one of its official city flags. Salt Lake City created new flag designs incorporating LGBT images. This is SRN News. The House on Thursday passed a bill to rename the Gulf of Mexico as the Gulf in America, which would codify an executive order that was signed by President Trump on his very first day in office. A temporary halt on fighting between Ukraine and Russia.
Russia and Ukraine both reported attacks on their forces on the first day of a 72-hour ceasefire. The halt in fighting was called by Russian President Vladimir Putin to mark the anniversary of the World War II victory with a parade in Moscow. Russian bombs struck the northeast Sumy region in Ukraine in the opening hours of the ceasefire, killing at least one civilian. Ukrainian emergency personnel searched through debris in Sumy as firefighters attempted to put out the remains of a blaze ignited by the strike. I'm Karen Chamas.
And top U.S. officials set to meet with a high-level Chinese delegation this weekend to talk about a trade deal. This is SRN News.